Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Limits Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. Ultra Safari is welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times for break-in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Limits Radio Club's next monthly meeting is on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Notamark Community Center, 106 Keller Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. Name and tree or license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvilleart.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echo link stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the echo link system from North Utica, New York. And Jeff, I believe I'm the only one in the queue.
All right, good evening, Kevin. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and a good evening to everyone up in the Boonville area. KD2FPM here. Yeah, I'm just kind of chilling here up in North Utica tonight. 59 degrees, some high wispy clouds have shown up in the sky overhead, so I know they're talking late tonight and into tomorrow morning. I guess we're supposed to see a front pass through, so that'll be kind of interesting to see actually the temperatures come down. It was a nice day out there today. Actually, I worked on my mobile unit, installed an external speaker, and because I drive a Jeep, I actually was able to put the speaker in, on the roll cage up near my ears so I could actually hear it a little bit better. So we're going to test that out here one of these days and see how well that works in a better position for me than the little speaker that was on the radio itself. All right, on that note, I'll say 7-3, and I'll back out and I'll listen. This is KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, well, thanks for checking in, and, it's looks like it's going to cool off here later in the week, but, boy, it was a warm one today. It was nice. Take this every day in October. All right, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. KD2AIT, I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff. KC2NBU, good evening, Jeff.
Alright, there's two. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else there on the net. We got a temperature here of 59 degrees. They're down in Utica. Temperature range today was 46 to 68, and needless to say, I was not running the wood stove at all today. Probably won't tonight, probably maybe not till tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night. Saves fuel that way. Well, that's about it. Tomorrow I go in 8 o'clock for inspection, and hope we get that over with. I don't have to go in the middle of the winter for inspection then. So with that, we'll say God bless. 73 is at 2 PFM clear.
Alright, George, well, thanks for checking in, and stay warm up there on the mountainside, and next couple days stay dry. So, alright, we'll catch up with you later. KC2MU, hey, good evening, what's up?
We got 61 degrees here up on the hill, dropping fast. Sold another car today, sold one yesterday. Finally delivered the two I bought last week. So I got those here to work on, get them all cleaned up and ready to go. It's been a busy day. Kids are watching The Voice. They got the battle rounds tonight. It's always fun to watch. Gonna call it a night.
Alright, Ray, you're making me tired just listening to your day. Got a lot of stuff done, I guess. Wow. more than I did, that's for sure. All right, thanks, Ray. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, we got morning up at camp, and the boys got their last hunt in there for the youth hunt, and I tell you, this is fishing weather. It's not hunting weather. It's so warm out there. We got done, and they didn't have any luck this weekend, but it was just, I don't know, the weather was just really not conducive to hunting, I can tell you that. And anyway, we got back here today. We're still working on a renovation we're doing on the kitchen, so got some of that done there in the kitchen, and got some stuff boxed up anyway. And we went out and dug up all the rest of the potatoes in the garden, and picked up all the rest of the vegetables out of there that were hanging around. We had some 11 or 12 pumpkins in there. We got them all out. But what was left of the zucchinis and cucumbers and peppers and whatever, probably run the rototiller through it here in the next day or two, get it ready for fall, and we're going to put the garlic planted about that time. So that's about it. All right, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service, man?
And 5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
And 5AOW, Bill, good evening, what's going on?
I'm laughing at myself when you asked, you know, when you got the... Get done with Ray, you were looking for other check-ins, and I checked in, and I thought, well, geez, and then you went on with your day. I picked up the wrong mic here. I switched to the to the other rig tonight, and I forgot about it, and I picked up the Oh, well, anyway, you know, screwy things happen, and that was one of them. Not much going on here. I worked this morning down around the garage, and we got a leaf blower out, of course, trying to keep ahead of them, and got the leaves, and I couldn't believe the collection of them that were down around the foundation of the garage, and I presume a fair amount was somewhat from last year. So anyway, I got all those blown out. Boy, I couldn't believe the horrendous pile of leaves I had from each side, so had to work to get those dispersed along the outskirts, and a lot of them will get picked up and probably burn when we get a quiet day. But a gorgeous day today. Boy, I'll tell you what, I could take this weather right on into, I'll say about March 25th, and then let it pick up on its own. So back to you, Jeff, and 5AOW.
I hear that. I'll take this. I'll take this. No problem at all. You know, they're saying with the El Nino that we might get a warmer winter, but we'll see. I'll take it if they're going to give it to us. But yeah, I've done similar things, like your mic trick there. I've done that too. Not the same exact thing, but I've grabbed the mic where I've called in the wrong station before, or the wrong frequency before. So anyway. And yeah, the leaves, we usually mow them up. We have a compost pile here. We put all the leaves in, and it takes a couple of years for them. But depends on what you mix them with. If you mix them with the right stuff, it won't even take a year. But if you're just doing a leaf pile by itself, after a couple of years, you got yourself some good compost, and good to go into flower beds or gardens or whatever you want to put them in. So that's usually what we end up doing with most of the leaves. We mow them up and then, you know, have them bagged up, and then we, you know, and, with a lawnmower bagger, and we dump them right in the compost pile. And, lately, we've been, we mix them with horse manure, and they're ready to go by spring. So that pile's black at that point, and it looks just like dirt. We throw it right in the garden, and if this year's any indication, I'm going to keep doing it every year, because, boy, the garden was like gangbusters. I couldn't believe how many pumpkins grew. Usually we get two or three. This year we had, like, I think 12 or 13. There's still a couple out there. I got to go dig and find them. But anyway, all right. Thanks for checking in, Bill. You have a good evening. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
at 5AOW.
Go ahead, Bill.
If you have any pumpkins left over that haven't been spoken for, I'll buy two off you.
Well, I could set a couple aside here. You don't have to buy them. I don't know what we're doing with most of them. I know we're going to have a couple set out here. Usually what happens is we set them out, and some critters, you know, the four-legged hooked kind, come and have a snack on them. So we try to keep them up on the deck. And so far, they haven't been bold enough to go up there, but I could set aside a couple for you. That's not a problem.
Perfect. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Are there any other comments or queries or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular language used. So I want to thank, let's see, Kevin, George, Ray, and Bill, or Bob. Everybody else calls him Bob. Maybe I should start calling you Bob. and anyone else who listened in, this is KD2AIT, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's always appreciated. I will say 73. KD2FPM is out.